Welcome to the Right Division Network podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word, Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 3. We're going to be starting verse number 12 today, which says, "And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love, one toward another, and toward all men, even as we do toward you." So we see here the Apostle Paul is going to be continuing to discuss with these saints in Thessalonica some issues related to how he had this desire to be with them, to be seeing the fellow members of the body, and what the result of seeing them was actually going to cause in their life if they allowed the doctrine to be living through them. Now, an individual can only do these things if they truly are a member of the body of Christ, if they've put their trust in the gospel message for today, the fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. A person putting their trust in that and that alone is what gives someone salvation today. Paul laying that out in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Now, when we see this, and there's this issue of, you know, it's saying, "And the Lord make you." Now, when we see this issue, that's going to be the result of the grace working through an individual. Let's turn over here into the book of Colossians. And we're going to go to Colossians chapter number 2 here to see what it is that the Apostle Paul is saying here. We're going to read verses 11 and 12 of Colossians chapter 2. It says, "In whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh for the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead." Now we see how, and this is just one of many different passages that talk about the things of what it is that God the Father is actually doing in the life of an individual after they've put their trust in the gospel message. And we see how it says, through the faith of the operation of God. You know, that's really a way of how, when we talk about the grace of God, that's really a way to look at it, is that it's the faith of the operation of God that's actually leading to that. Now, we see how it talks about this issue of, you know, it says that God's going to cause them to increase. Now, that issue of increase, and quickly just want to read some definitions here of what the idea of increase is, because we're going to see here in this, there's, you know, the increase, there's abound, these words that seem to have very similar meanings. And as we're going through this passage, it's important to see, you know, why it is that Paul's using these words particularly for the members of the body of Christ. Now, here we have the word increase, and we're going to read the definitions from Webster's 1828 dictionary. The first one here says, "To become greater in bulk or quantity, to grow, to augment as plants. Hence, to become more in number, to advance in value or in any quality, good or bad. Animal and vegetable bodies increase by natural growth, Wealth increases by industry. Heat increases as the sun advances toward the meridian. A multitude increases by accession of numbers. Knowledge increases with age and study. Passion and enmity increase by irritation. And misery increases with vice. And actually, the verse that's used to go along with that definition is actually what we're studying right here, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 12. The second one here is they become more violent as the fever increases, the pain increases, cold, wind, or a storm increases. The third one, to become more bright or vivid as the light increases. Fourth one, to swell or to rise, and we see that definition given there is Genesis chapter 7, verse 17, talking about some issues of the flood. The fifth one, to swell, to become louder as sound. The sixth one, to become of more esteem and authority. When the verse is given along for a definition, there is John chapter 3, verse 30. And the last one here, to enlarge as the enlightened part of the moon's disk. So, it's very clear, especially since the verse that we're studying here is actually given right in that definition, that it's that the first one of these definitions is what we're actually seeing here when the Apostle Paul is saying, you know, the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. So the issue is that the love that's going to be there, you know, related to, and as it says in the verse, toward one another, so, you know, toward all men, even as we do toward you, that this love is going to grow in this manner that the Apostle Paul says to become greater in bulk or quantity, to grow, to augment. So this growing love that the saints are going to have is coming from God. Now, some people may say, well, how is it that God is going to actually cause this increase of love to actually happen in the life of an individual? You know, how is it that God can have this kind of an influence on someone? Now, we see that God has a plan for individuals. Let's turn over to 1 Timothy chapter number 2. And we're going to see here the will of God that's laid out here in verse number 4, which says, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So the will of God that he has for all of mankind is that, first of all, he wants everyone to receive salvation. He wants everybody to have the fact of that they were accepting the gospel message, which we laid out at the beginning of this study. That's what God first wants. Then once an individual has that, because the second part of this verse can only happen once a person has salvation, when it says to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That it's, and God wants for all of mankind to come unto the knowledge of what, and when it says the truth, it's what the Word of God actually says for us today, because it's the Word of God that's going to bring, that contains the truth. We're going to see that in some of these verses that we're going to be looking at very shortly. It's the Word of God that's going to work in us, that's going to cause the change that we need, which in the verse that we're studying here is to have that increase in love in the individual. Let's go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. So, a verse that, you know, Paul's already said, you know, to these same saints here in Thessalonica. So, they already know what's going to be working in them and what had already been working in them when we read verse number 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So here are these saints in Thessalonica, had the word of God given to them. You know, they had it for when Paul was there. You know, Paul was only there for three Sabbath days. He had ministered to them. But you see how Timothy had gone back. They had received, you know, things of the written word to be able to have it have an impact on them to the point of where Paul could actually say this about them, about that it was working in them. It was creating that change and a noticeable change to where Paul could actually write this and have it be there as an example for us of how it is that we should be living our life. That, you know, we shouldn't be having the things of, you know, man's wisdom be the ones that's actually creating the change. It should be the things of what it is that the Word of God actually says, and the Word of God having that impact. Because the Word of God, let's go over to Romans chapter 10, and we're going to see another thing that Paul says here about the things of the Word of God. And here in Romans chapter 10, we're going to read here verse number 17, which says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God is going to produce faith in the life of an individual. You know, that's why the study of the Word of God is so important for us as the members of the body of Christ, because it's only the Word of God that can actually produce the change. It's only the Word of God that can produce, and we're looking here in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 3 about the issues of the increase in love. It's only the Word of God that's going to cause that to occur. And God works in us through the Word. That's why we can see how, if we go over to Philippians chapter number 2, when Paul says here and talks about the thing of God working, that we understand exactly how God works and that He works in us through His Word. And here in Philippians chapter 2, which is verse 13, which says, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. You know, when we look at things in prophecy and we look at what happened with things of the nation of Israel, we see how God worked with them through physical signs. Things that, you know, He would give them things of His word, but then He would also do these physical signs to help to teach them things of His word. And that occurred because everything related to Israel's program was related to physical blessings. They had a promise of a kingdom here on earth. They were told to be looking for the signs that would show that God was working with them. So these are the things of how Israel's program working. They were looking for exactly what was said to them. For the members of the body of Christ, we're not told anything about signs happening. once the word of God was completed, the sign gifts ended, and all of our blessings are not physical blessings. We're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And because our focus is not here on earth, we have a heavenly hope that our conversation is in heavenly places, that we are looking for things of what the Word is saying for us, and that the Word needs to work in us, and that's how God's going to work in our life, is through the things of the Word of God. And always remember, when we talk about the Word of God, the, you know, it's the Word of God rightly divided. You know, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So we understand that Romans through Philemon, the things written by the Apostle Paul, those are the things written directly to us. This is where we are getting our doctrine for today. You know, that doesn't mean that we throw out the rest of the scripture. You know, there are things that are, you know, we can understand through, you know, Genesis through Malachi, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, and Hebrews through Revelation, which are not written directly to us, but there are things that are there for our learning. And when we understand the principles of right division, say, okay, that it's not written directly to us, but there are things I can learn that help me understand what it is that is supposed to be going on today, then I am properly applying the things of what the Word of God is actually saying. Let's go over here to the book of Romans. We're going to go to Romans chapter number 12. And we're going to again see how it is that the Word of God actually works in the life of an individual here. We're going to read verses 1 and 2 of Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Paul draws that contrast between the things of this world and the things of what happens with the renewing of our mind, and shows how there are things that are of God, God's word, that is completely contrary to the wisdom of men. And the wisdom of men is the things of this world that we're not to be conformed to. There's to be a transformation that occurs as we take the Word of God in. The Word of God is to be replacing the things of this world in us. Now, there are a lot of things of the Word of God that, you know, or the things of this world that have to be replaced, because the world, you know, everything around us tries to influence, tries to take us away from what it is that God's Word says. And that's what, why Paul has to keep, say about, you know, he has to beg them to make sure that they're doing what God intended, and that we are actually studying so that way we can have this transformation actually occurring. Now, Paul also lays out and explains exactly how this transformation actually occurs as we're taking the Word of God in. And let's go over to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. And we're going to see here this description of the Word working. And we're going to start here at verse number 6 of 1 Corinthians chapter number 2. It says, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Now here in this passage, we have the Apostle Paul speaking about the things of what happens to an individual as they're taking in the things of the Word of God. And we see how Paul draws this contrast of how an individual who does not have salvation, who does not have the Spirit in them, because once a person is saved, the immediate thing that happens is the Spirit of God is in that individual. But an unsaved person who does not have the Spirit in them, you know, they cannot gain the spiritual things from the Word of God, because the natural man cannot receive what's written in the Word of God. You know, it takes the Spirit to compare the spiritual things with spiritual to help a person gain the insight into what the Word of God actually says. It takes the Spirit to be able to cause that growth, to cause what we had read over in the book of Romans, that transformation, that renewing of the mind can only occur when the Spirit is there comparing the spiritual things with spiritual to help cause that growth. You know, that's why you see Paul give this whole description here, so that way an individual can understand the responsibility that they have, which is to study, to take in the Word of God rightly divided, so that way there's information in there that the Spirit can actually use to cause the change that actually needs to occur in the life of an individual. Because God wants us to come to that knowledge. God wants us to have that doctrine in us, so that way that doctrine can be used to actually demonstrate, you know, and when we're looking here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, to demonstrate the love that we are supposed to have for individuals. And it comes from that increase that God's going to create in us, and that increase happens through the study and intake of the Word of God. Now, we're going to continue looking at these things next week. Now, as we close here, I always like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have charts that would actually help you in your study of God's Word. We have audio files of our Sunday messages. We have information about how to join our Sunday services live as they're broadcast on Facebook. How to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments about anything in our broadcast, anything in our website, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.